Well, thank you very much to our sponsors. I've got Matt James on the line. I hope, Matt, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep, he's perfect.
Oh, terrific. Fantastic. Thanks, Matt. Look, I've just been telling the listeners that you've got a meeting coming up this week. You're all things astronomy, Matt. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Astronomy Club at UNE?
Yep. So I'm the president of UNENTIS, which is our local astronomy club here in Armidale. It's the University of New England and Northern Tablelands Astronomical Society.
Oh, right. That's so, what UNENTIS is. Yeah, good.
Yep.
Okay.
And we've been a club for about since 1997, I believe, so fairly old club.
Very old.
Yeah. We're based out at Kirby Observatory, which is about 8 km away from the university and some farmland. And there's an interesting story behind why we base ourselves out there as well.
Well, you better tell us the interesting story.
Yep. So, about 30-plus years ago, the observatory out there didn't actually exist.
Uh-huh.
Now, a while ago, many decades ago, a man named Bill Webster, who was a photographer for the University of New England, he passed away, and he had a large 14-inch Schmidt Cassegrain telescope. Now, this telescope now is 40-plus years old, very old telescope, and it was donated to the University of New England a bit over 30 years ago, and what they did was build a brick building out in the farmland to house the telescope and the dome. So, out there, it's on a solid mount, it's blocked, and it's known as the Webster Telescope. And we still use it today, even though it's over 40 years old, it's still in fairly good condition.
Right.
At our meetings, we have bi-monthly meetings at Kirby Observatory.
Right.
So that's one every 2 months, and every other month we have a meeting in town. But when we go out to the observatory, presuming the weather is kind to us, we pull out the telescopes, we open up the dome, get the binoculars, and start looking around the sky.
And what can you see? And the first thing is, I know you need a pretty dark night sky, don't you? Is there a better season? Like, is winter a good time, or just the same as all the rest of the year?
Winter's a great time. The cloud cover we get during winter is a lot lower than in summer, and the atmosphere is a lot calmer, so we can see a lot more detail.
I was just going to say I'm really pleased about that, because I just said beforehand, I'm trying to encourage people to go out in the cold and, to experience winter with all its kind of thrilling chilliness.
Another interesting story.
Yeah.
When I was going through my honours, so I did an honours in astrometry, which is related to astronomy, and I was out in 2019, winter, 12 o'clock at night, minus 8 degrees. that's when you get the best viewing, and I can tell you, even though it was absolutely freezing, I had a hot water bottle under my jacket, I wouldn't trade the experience for anything. You just get such great viewing out there.
I know, because I just think sometimes in winter, especially in this climate, we kind of go, I need to get the hot water bottle, snuggle under the covers, and everybody sort of gets together in that kind of conspiracy of shutting down, when in fact some of the most beautiful experiences are on those crisp, cold, very cold nights. So, yeah. Anyway, I think there's a reason we kind of named one of our festivals the Big Chill, but it's partly because it's just there's thrills to be had out there.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Matt, you've got a degree. I was going to try and say it, but I can't. Astronometrist. or you're a specialist.
Astrometry.
Astrometry. That would be measuring astral bodies, would it? Or something to do with
measuring the position.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So, astro-star metry measurement, so star measurement.
Star measurement. Yep. Oh, how beautiful. How wonderful to meet a person whose life calling is measuring the stars. It's pretty romantic, Matt.
Yeah, again, I just wouldn't trade it for anything.
Good for you. Now, you're going to tell us a bit about what the who can come to the club and what you do, and you know, you're looking for members and you just want to share this magnificent passion you guys have.
Yeah, so our club has members from all walks of life and all ages. We get members coming in and out quite often, and we do have a regular base of members who turn out all the time. We're looking for anyone who just has an interest in the universe. Mm. If you have profound questions about the universe or curious about the science, or you just want to get out and look at some planets, yeah, Umensis is where you want to be.
Terrific.
Occasionally as well, we have talks, presentations given by our members. So we'll have, for example, I've done talks on my PhD. That's a bit off topic, but also the astrometry. We've had talks from other astronomy club members. We've had talks from professionals that just live in Australia, other professional astronomers. So on occasions, if you actually want to meet someone getting their hands dirty in the field or on the telescope, we have presentations.
And you teach people how to use this magnificent Webster telescope, don't you? Yeah. I don't know very much about you, but I'm quite interested. And one of my friends has recently joined, and she keeps sort of saying, "Oh, you know, it's really great." So, something is coming up tomorrow night. Is that right, Matt?
Yep. So, our general meeting is coming up. Now, this isn't the meeting that's at Kirby Observatory. So every second month, we go to a place in town, because sometimes members can't get out to the observatory because it's along some dirt roads. And it's out of town a bit.
It's on that road. It's on Weirs Road, isn't it? You get there through Weirs Road at the back of the uni. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. No, I think the track is getting beaten beaten fairly firmly now. I mean, it is a dirt road, but it's a good road, and you share that area with the Smart Farm as well, I think.
Yes, if you go out there, you'll see a lot of sheep.
Sheep.
You'll see a lot of sheep, cows. You'll occasionally see rabbits, foxes, and cats.
Well, the last time I was out there, I saw a gorgeous little pack of quite small wallaby, sort of kangaroo-y wallaby type things, and it was lovely. So it's not nothing. I think it's not to be deterred. But this week, on tomorrow night, you're meeting in town. Do you want to tell us about what's going on at that meeting?
So we'll be meeting at Nova, which is an area. A building which was the old library in town, and it's associated with the UNE.
Right, so that's at the Faulkner Street, I think, just around the corner from the post office. Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
This is only going to be our general meeting, so we're not going to be bringing telescopes for this. Again, this is for the members who can't actually get out to the observatory.
Right.
Typically in these meetings, we discuss the future of club and the ideas about trying to bring more people in. And again, we might have a presentation. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to see.
So if people are interested in getting in just dipping their toe in, I suppose, and getting to meet the astronomy club tomorrow night would be a good idea if they hadn't been before.
Yes, that would be a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. So. On our website, there's an email. If you feel like you want to turn up and just see what we're about, just send off an email so we know you're coming.
Right.
Because the building does have security access, so we need to know who's coming.
Mm.
And the same with Kirby Observatory. There's a security gate out there.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
If you want to know what we're about, definitely turn up.
All right. Now, what time is the meeting, and can you give us the website details?
Yep, so if you just write Unentas in on Google, UNENTAS, it will be the first thing that comes up. And the meeting time is 6:30. Oh, it's starts at 7, but people usually turn up at 6:30, and it goes for about an hour, hour and a half. We try to keep it short because, especially when we're not on holidays, a lot of people have jobs to go to, so we attempt to keep it short when we're in town. When we're out at the observatory, we'll stay out a little later so we can get some observations in.
Terrific. Right. Now, before I let you go, Matt, there's another quite big event coming up in Yooralla later this month. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yep. So on the 21st of June this month, which is the winter solstice, by the way, the shortest day of the year for Australia, there'll be an event at the Constellation of the South sculptures in Yooralla. So that's the sculptures you see as you're driving from Armidale to Yooralla. They'll be on your left as you're entering Yooralla.
It's a gorgeous little park on the left-hand side, and I do talk about it quite often with Louis Van Eckert, who publishes with others the Yooralla Wordsworth. So it's going to be a very big winter solstice event in Yooralla. But tell us about the Astronomy Club. You're going to be down there, aren't you?
Yeah. So the event will be split into two parts, which is the nighttime stargazing and family kind of night. That goes for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. Unentis will be there, and also Fred Watson, which is Australia's astronomer at large, will be there. And that title wasn't given to him by himself. It was given to him by the Australian government. So
right.
He'll be there. If you're curious about anything about the universe, he'll be there to answer your question, and as well as Unentis, we'll be there with our telescopes. And then at 8 p.m. we'll be going to the Alternate Route Cafe, and Unentis will be hosting a quiz, trivia night.
All right, will that be a trivia about astronomy?
Yes.
Okay.
So a couple rounds, general sort of spacey questions. Example, you know, how far away is the nearest star? That one won't be in the quiz, as I just told you.
No, Matt, you could have given us one free one. maybe if you come along to the meeting tomorrow night, you might get some teachers' tips on how to win the quiz. Who knows? Are you doing the quiz?
Sadly, I'm making the question, so I can't be part of the quiz. But
you're the person to give the clues, though.
Yeah, I'm the person you have to be nice to if you want to win.
Oh, good on you, Matt. Yeah. So there's going to be that really easy quiz at 8 o'clock at the Alternate Route, which is a very, very cool, trendy cafe down in Yooralla, after that big night. And look, Fred Watson's a bit of a superstar in his own right, isn't he, as a scientist? Mm. As much as scientists get to be superstars in Australia, and some of them do, but Fred's often on radio and TV talking about things spacey.
Mm. He, from what I understood, pioneered fiber optics and astronomy in Australia, which is a bigger deal than I think anyone realises. A lot of the work I used to do when I did a bit of work down at ANU for the Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics, I was using data from the Anglo-Australian Observatory, and that has a spectrograph on it which has a bunch of fiber optics that can move around and look at the characteristic light of stars.
Wow.
So that sort of thing is what he helped develop.
Wow. So he's royalty in a sense. He's space royalty. And he's going to be down there with you guys. Yeah. And I think half of you, well, not half, probably the whole of Yooralla will be there as well. So, well, I don't know, but it's a pretty big night, and of course it's also the winter solstice. So, yeah, it's just lovely that the club's being involved in that, and it's going to be very, very exciting. And have you written your questions yet, Matt?
No, but I'm not giving away my method, but I do have a method for generating questions. Very good question.
Fantastic. And even if you lose miserably, you'll learn something, won't you, about space? And it might just be a sort of sacrificial experience way to learn a lot.
If you want to be a part of the trivia, I'm pretty sure Fred Watson's going to be part of the trivia as well. So if you want to put yourself up against him, then turn up.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So your first job, if you want to get into this, is try and get to the meeting tomorrow night, and to do that you need to Google UNENTAS, UNENTAS. Just send UNENTAS an email, or perhaps you could tell us what your email is so that people could write that down and just bypass the computer if they don't have one.
Yep, if they don't have made a new email, so one moment. Right. Sorry, I don't have it on the
looking, looking. Oh, I've embarrassed my guests. Sorry.
It's Armadale Astronomy Club, all one word, at gmail.com.
Oh, that's very easy. So Armadale Astronomy Club, all one word, at gmail.com. And that's just to let the guys, let the Astronomy Club people know that, that you're outside trying to get in to Nova tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Because if you're not there, they'll know there's some more people to come and they'll hear the bell, the buzzer ringing or whatever. So just get there at 6:30, you all assemble, and the meeting kicks off at 7 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right.
Right, okay. Do people need to bring money with them to for that meeting? Or
club membership is $20 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And... okay. So if you want to be part of UNENTAS, $20 is a great investment.
I'd say so.
And $25 for a family.
Oh, wow. Wow. And what a wonderful thing for a whole family to do together. Yeah. Come on, kids. You're not watching telly tonight. Going out to see the stars. What a fabulous, fabulous thing to do. Matt, thanks so much for coming and talking to us. And it wasn't much notice, but I do appreciate you making yourself available to spread the news about that wonderful telescope and about all the wonderful people and the quiz.
Just before we end off, I just want to give some recognition to two of our members.
Okay.
Which is Raya, our secretary, and Pam. They've done absolute fantastic work bringing awareness to our club, and I just wanted to say that publicly.
Well, if it's the same Pam that brought my awareness to you, then I would absolutely endorse that 100 times. She's a marvel, and the other person I don't know, but I know that'd be fabulous. So thank you so much for coming on, Matt, and make sure pop some easy questions in there for the dummies, or the newbies, I guess. Not necessarily dummies, but newbies. But there are many, many people who just, you know, love the night sky but don't know how to read it. And I guess joining UNENTAS would be a way of changing that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, thank you so much. And we'll talk. I hope we can talk again about, you know, things that are coming up towards, you know, as the year progresses, Matt. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all the best.